Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Hindsight Podcast. Great to have you back here. And I tell you what, I was just going through the comments on YouTube and just realizing the anomaly in which we are as a podcast. Thanks for to everyone who continues to make that heavily trafficked page possible. It's all down to your work. So we appreciate that. We continue to count down to the World Cup. And I just remembered coming into the program today that we're a couple of days away from the World Cup, so that's amazing to know. IBK Sports for the second time in a week, in a row rather.
It's noisy.
Good to have you here, right? You're a busy man these days, and spending the podcast money, right? So it's good to be here. But what is even better is when Rufai returns to the original, style, right? With the
dashiki.
There's not dashiki. This is what Yoruba people call it.
It's dashiki.
No, it's not dashiki.
Are you talking about the shirt?
Yeah, the top.
Dashiki.
It's not dashiki. Now, dashiki is more. Dashiki is more. It's more the Ghanaian thing. Yeah. No. No, not jalabia.
There's
a word. No, no, no.
Dashiki. You're looking for trust.
No, it's not dashiki. It's not dashiki.
Half native.
What's that?
What's that? No, it's not. But I'll figure it out before I go. Wale is back on the pod as well. Good to have a reshuffle here. Ini is not here today. We actually let Ini have a break because Agbagas rest, you know. blood is gasket. What the last episode. So that's great. I like the shades, Rufai. Good to have everyone here.
Yep. I mean, I had a change of hairstyle last weekend. You know, these guys, you guys will see it on the
Mr. Look, that was horrendous.
No, it wasn't. It was
the stylist did you dirty.
You wore the
cap. Actually, it wasn't, right? I had ideas. The reason I decided to even go because I was going to delay a bit before I come back to my usual,
good.
See. But I have an event this weekend.
Right.
These people, they knew me from having this. So they're like, that time when you come host that event, when you, they're like, this is one way you come. No, we prefer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, because the parents of the bride and all those, they sabi me because of, I hosted their first daughter's wedding reception and all those things.
So it became a family.
So I'm like,
hopefully you call them Onisha.
Are you kidding?
It's in our family now.
Are you kidding?
This is as I look at.
Rufai.
Are you kidding? By the way, Rufai hosts events, so if you have a premium event, I have to put the word premium on the event.
Don't do anything. Yeah. Collect money. They say,
Your family have to pay you, right?
Your business.
Because it's important to appreciate the craft. I was just gonna ask. You're going to out of Lagos this weekend.
Yeah.
And I saw a tweet. Someone said, they used 3 hours from Lagos to Onitsha Head Bridge. I was just going to ask if anyone has done...
Three hours
from Lagos to Onitsha Head Bridge.
Where?
Lagos to
Onitsha. Is there... You get one Lagos with Depo or where I don't know.
If the road is good, yes, it's very possible.
Bro, it is not possible.
If the road is good, it's very possible.
Let me tell you...
The chance
that you have
bro,
to make it to Onitsha Head Bridge before?
Yes.
In 3 hours.
Oh, it should be with the boundary as Saba now.
Bro.
No. The
bridge.
Bro. Now.
I schooled in Ondo. If you want to leave Lagos... And go to Ondo, you are going to spend if you are very fast,
4 hours.
You spend 2 hours.
But the road is better now, Shao.
Bro,
no. The road is better. The road better than then.
Wait, to Ondo.
The road is very good now.
No, it's not though. I went to Ogun.
It's better, day. But not very good.
Let me tell you how the road is.
If you're moderate driving,
yes,
you get there in 3 hours, 30 minutes.
Let me tell you.
Well, because of the too many checkpoints.
If you are fast, like 5 hours. If you are very fast.
See, yes.
If you are very fast,
yeah,
you get from Lagos to Ore, you spend an 2 hour, 45 minutes. So and that's very fast.
Checkpoints
now Ore to Onitsha.
That's not factoring the checkpoints.
Bridge is how many hours normally?
IBK, let me break it down. I don't tell you make it calm down.
Rufai they go this thing well. So Rufai they do from, Najio guy.
Say they drive, bro. They always drive.
You all drag me, so it's like from Ore to the entrance of Delta State should take you because from Ore to the entrance of Delta State, you go jam Benin and Edo is like the biggest. So you are going to be in,
yeah, Edo is very big.
So you are going to be in Benin Edo State for a very long time.
You're going to be in Edo for at least an hour.
Do you understand? Yes, like 2 hours plus. You are going to be in Edo. Do you understand? Then you now get to the entrance of Delta State. When you get to the entrance of Delta State, you have to keep going. You pass Agbo, you pass a lot of towns before you now get to Asaba. Then you now go to the head bridge.
Yes, yes.
So 3 hours from Lagos, let's say no checkpoint. The road is smooth. Nothing. For you to be able to make it in 3 hours, this is a straight, fine road. You are just going.
Maybe it's on 2 foot.
For you to be able to make it in 3 hours, you have to be driving a Benz or a BM. Where be say, when you go at 160, your balance, you day 160, your balance
day. You cannot get from here.
But even then, to Onitsha Head Bridge
in 3 hours, it is not possible. It is not possible. I school in Ondo, I used to go home by bus.
If you leave Lagos 6:30, and no pass beggar, pass or where you leave Lagos 6:30 in the morning before you get to Ore
with all
the checkpoints, bro. Are you joking? Before you get to Ore with all the checkpoints, 10 fin knock you.
I thought the checkpoints too many now.
10
but on the real, when I did school that year,
then at midnight, the guy do him or when,
bro, midnight is even harder to do it.
See this guy, you won't drive 160,
you won't drive 160 for the midnight. You don't enter heaven straight,
don't worry now.
You just fly into heaven.
Airport's great.
No, it's incredible.
Airport's great to park and be.
No, so I thought I thought it was a bit funny, but speaking of which, I thought today, of course, you know, Champions League midweek is always great, and I think we can officially count down the amount of games to the World Cup, which is about give or take you play. 5 games at the very least. I think some
no,
play.
November 20th.
World Cup starts.
Yeah,
I think there's two. They will have 2 weeks. 2 weeks break. Like
a week.
It's just about that.
But this thing is unfair.
Premier League resumes 6 days after the World Cup.
To be fair, To be fair, I'm looking forward to it, but let's not do it again. You know, whoever came up with this idea that you could break the season into two because of World Cup. Let's not do it again. It's great.
It was the pandemic.
But let's not do it again.
No. It was okay.
Yeah. Won't the players be tired during the World Cup?
I don't... That conversation, I'm not ready to be in part of it. Right? You know that... I mean, if you... If
I mean,
you,
it has never happened before. So let's just do it and get it behind.
Let's do it and get it over with. But let's not do it again. It's not the best thing. I'm just thinking, you know, the World Cup is coming around the corner. And if you're a football manager that manages his national team, you know, how do you juggle all of that, you know, having players coming just a week for the World Cup
is
quite unprecedented. No, so I think that we'll start off with that conversation about the Champions League. Let's start there. I was on my show on radio, and I thought to myself, 2 weeks ago, Barca would not make the Champions League, the round 16.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how people don't make the analysis very simple, right? Because it was very easy and clear from day one to see you're not going to make it. The moment you lose that game to Inter Milan, then that you have to be realistic enough. And I find that, you know, this is why football is such an incredible sport, because when you're a supporter of a team, you are constantly believing something, you know, in impossible. But if you take a step back from the action, the pump of it, it was clear. You know, you had to do a job against Inter Milan. You don't do that job. Inter have 2 more games. They're going to play Victoria Pleasant, and they're going to play Bayern Munich. Yeah. Do you think Inter Milan would put their hopes in the last game? You know, Inter needed 3 points to qualify. They will kill the people in front of them. That's what they're going to do. So what even made it more clear to me is the moment I saw Lukaku training in the weekend. They're going to beat this little silly. So that was clear. But if you're Barcelona and you go into that kind of game,
of course, it's
knowing that
he's already done,
knowing that you're already out of the tournament, and you know that Bayern Munich are a team you're traditionally not good at playing.
Yeah.
What do? You play safe and make sure that at the very least, you don't get a beating.
What's the point, though?
So, I see you go into a game, and I see people flying in the first few minutes. People are flying forward. What's the goal?
What's the point of flying forward? Except
there is a change of rules where there's a third place best loser. What's the point of flying forward? You know, Mane's goal was too early. So, let's even say that was the game they needed to win.
To qualify.
Is that how they play?
Well, it might be a different approach. It might be more conservative from Xavi. But like I said before we came here, I said, to be honest, I was someone who believed in Xavi. Last season, I was saying Xavi ball, you know, the way he started with the team, the cohesiveness, the team chemistry and all. I think what went wrong with Xavi is the fact that There were too many options for him this season. You know, buying different players and not fitting them in as you should expect it. And when I remember when Pep Guardiola was saying that having too many options, it's a problem on its own for managers. So people get to say, oh, you have these players at your disposal, you have these players to always come in when things are going bad.
But so the fact is that
obviously, I think Xavi cannot work with a large squad, and it is very obvious this season.
IBK, don't let us be going tap dancing. Yes. So he's not a good coach.
You can't say he's not a good coach.
No, because if you say
there are managers that when you give them a team like Manchester City, that you have a very big squad, they would fail it because they don't know how to rotate.
So he's not good enough.
They will find it difficult to manage the squad.
So he's not good enough for a top team.
I think that's go back what, to I think, Saudi, I think Saudi Arabia. No, not go back to Saudi. But I think where he should have started from is maybe the likes of, let's say Sevilla.
Deportivo.
No, not Deportivo. Let's say Sevilla. A team that does not. Because he tried last season. He did well last season. So where we didn't have options.
There was no pressure at all. No, it's not about pressure.
I've told you. The options were too many. Mid-season. Yes.
He had a lot of injuries now. He had all his backline injured.
Exactly. Even now, there's a lot of injuries.
The squad is not even as big as it was.
You get even now, there's a lot of injuries.
Yeah, the squad is not.
The backline that started yesterday was what?
Bellerin
and Balde.
The only injured player that is very vital for Barca is Ronald Araujo.
No,
bro.
Yes.
Your center back pairing.
Jordi Alba has not been playing this season. Christensen. Who is Christensen? We got him this season.
IBK.
We got him this season.
Your first choice center backs are Koundé and Christensen.
Bro, Koundé not available.
Has played the last four games.
Listen to me. Is Koundé not available?
He's available. But he's with Marcos Alonso.
Your center back pairing against Bayern Munich was Alonso and Jules Koundé.
Yes.
That should tell you. Alonso at center back. That should tell you something. The first choice center back pairing of Barcelona. Now, who and who?
The first choice right back.
See, the point is that...
No, answer the question first. The first choice centre-back pairing of back and now is who and who?
Garcia usually starts.
No, don't say that.
He starts.
It's Christensen and Koundé, bro.
Go and check. He starts.
What I know for a fact is Christensen...
And Koundé.
Christensen, Koundé, Araujo. Those are the first people
you are not getting the point.
I'm asking you...
Rufai, my point is that... Xavi Hernandez cannot work with a large squad, and it is obvious.
Yeah, but that's you.
Look at the options up front. You have Fati fit enough. You have Ferran Torres fit. You have what's his name? Ronald Lewandowski is fit. Rafinha is fit. Dembele is fit, and
Ansu Fati is fit.
Now you want to imagine how do I fit in these guys to always play?
So that means he's not a good coach. He's not good enough for that level.
Because the same thing
that you are saying about having a big squad, it doesn't mean that if you go to Sevilla, you are not going to have in terms of count, it doesn't mean you are not going to have the same number of players or a little less or a little more. The fact that they are Sevilla doesn't mean they won't have a number.
I mean quality in depth. You know, there are some players that you would not want to put them on the bench. And that was the same thing Pep Guardiola said, that you think it is easy to manage a team like Man City because you putting a De Bruyne on the bench, telling him that you are not playing the next game. Do you know how difficult that is?
So that's your job.
But the egos are...
Hold on a sec.
The egos at Barca are not even too big.
Hold on a sec.
They are not big.
Hold on a sec. So let's get to the root cause of the problem. In your opinion, you think the problem is the squad?
Yeah, the large squad. I think the excess amount of players,
quality on the bench. This is not a Xavi problem. This is a squad problem.
For Xavi, it's a squad problem.
I think you'll be no vex. There's a bit of hypocrisy. The reason that I'm saying there's a bit of hypocrisy, can you name one of those players that they signed that you didn't want Barca to sign? Be very honest, IBK. One, not say, I would have... You know, when we had a show, you preferred, you know, you'd have preferred some players.
Yeah, Haaland. And,
you get those. That's a different conversation. I would have preferred this over this. I'm saying...
Okay, I didn't want Christensen.
Okay. Because you needed someone to replace him, or because you didn't want them to sign him at all, that you didn't need a player in that position.
The point is that we could have signed just one of them. But what was the purpose of signing Christensen and Alonso?
You didn't need another.
These are guys that were not even
surplus requirement at Chelsea.
You get at Chelsea, and the fact is that signing them means that you have convinced them that they will be part of the team. That's the truth. Of course, they will be part of it. No. You can't. No, you think so? For a free transfer, you think so?
So what you're basically saying, IBK, is that...
I just wanted to establish that Xavi is not the problem. For me, that's good news. It is good news that Xavi is not the problem. Because what it means is that
he will remain there. They won't sack him.
We're going to have another season of content.
I want... IBK wants to get off free. I don't want him to get off free. Because before now, I remember IBK clearly waxing lyrical. I would have wanted them to sign. All of those players, IBK could have said at the time that, I don't think this is the player that should be signing. Maybe because it's not quality enough. This should have been the one. But IBK never said that we don't need
a big squad.
We don't need reinforcement in this position, so don't buy this player. Never. So the point I'm trying to make is that if you didn't say that, now saying that the squad is a problem to Xavi, the actual issue is Xavi is not able to handle the squad that he has been given, going by what you said. Because what you're basically saying, if I'm going to use that, Xavi signed players that he didn't need. That's what you're saying. Or are you saying they signed them, he wasn't the one that needed them?
I think the thing is that they were expecting some players to leave, and they did not.
Okay.
Who are who?
Pique and Alba.
Pique, Alba.
They didn't. Alba was not in discussion for come and take pay cut or leave. It was Pique.
Pique, Alba, De Jong.
Yes.
Depay,
Yeah.
And if I can remember, there are some players
Depay
as well.
Depay doesn't play.
He's injured.
Nobody's injured.
Right. He's supposed to leave during the transfer window, but he didn't agree with Juventus because of his wages of or something like that.
The point I want to establish here is that all that drama in the summer, right, for nothing. The second thing was, if he goes like this, Real Madrid win the league. Right, I don't see that Real Madrid and Barca on the same level
at all.
Four levels higher than Barcelona. Them. But I tell you what, and I keep saying it that the moments football fans realize if you support the team, and the team sells you a narrative that this is how the team must play for 100 years, and this is how we played. Barcelona will continue to struggle.
Yeah,
Liverpool did it for so many years. This is what we're trying to do. This is how we are. This is how we're built and everything. The moment you stop that thing and you unplug from that
this nostalgia
of how it is, you are never going to have Iniesta, Xavi, Messi again. You see, the problem with holding on to things like that is those players made what you assume is the most brilliant system in the world. Those players made that system 10 times better than it was, right?
Fuck.
Because before Messi, burst onto the scenes, like Big Mix would say, is for that time, you had people playing tiki-taka, Johan Cruyff had done all that stuff. Yeah. Johan Cruyff didn't win the Champions League with Barcelona.
Didn't win anything.
He didn't win Jack with Barcelona. Yeah,
nothing.
Right? Matter of fact,
Netherlands, I think he didn't win anything there too.
One of Barcelona's most terrible managers in history, right? But you have to say that when you hold on to that nostalgia, it is constantly hampering the ability to hire the right people for the job. So you go ahead and chase, Valverde, who I thought, since Luis Enrique left, was Barcelona's best manager. You were here, you saw, the stats he had. He had almost an unbeaten season. I bet you now you take that guy in front of Xavi.
And we advanced better.
And just to add to what you said,
you get to the quarterfinals.
And just to add to that, Yubi.
Yeah.
So now you have this set of players: Pedri, Gavi, Busquets in his twilight. De Jong and all these people. But you want to play in a certain way. Now, Pedri, Gavi, and all these boys, are they talented? They are. But do they have limitations? Either by virtue of them being young, still developing, still growing, or by actual, talent. This is where their talents can get them to. So, as a coach, we've talked about this a lot. I think the first most important skill of a coach is to be able to identify the strengths and weaknesses of each and every player he has at his disposal. Because that is when you are able to dispose them, to use them deploy most them, effectively, to deploy them most effectively. So you can't bring together a group of players and irrespective of, the limitations or the weaknesses they have, you want them to play in a particular way. If that's what you want to do, it will take time. You keep building. You buy new players that can execute what you want to do. But this is what you get.
So why did you guys sign Frankesi?
Exactly.
In fact, that's the problem. I was saying that I was even thinking it was going to be Busquets on the bench, you know, coming on when things are good enough for him to come on. And I started seeing Busquets start practically all the games. Then why did you sign Frankies? Why do you have Frankie de Jong, put him on the bench? You know, that's what I'm saying. That I feel that Xavi cannot.
So
that's what I'm saying.
The squad must pick itself.
If you're a manager, you should be able to make decisions.
So you're talking about Xavi.
You should be able to make Xavi's decisions. I feel that Xavi's first decision should have been putting Busquets on the bench.
I tell you what. So if you don't make it tough for this, if you make it tough for, I think that's for sure. Yeah, you do. But if you don't win your league this season,
no, he has to win. So I said on the show with you last week that the fact is that Barca have spent a lot. Like I was jokingly saying before we came on set, you know, they practically sold a lot of their rights just to get some of these players. They had to even change the name of the stadium. So imagine now that we've spent this, and the truth is that most of these clubs, when they spend, there has to be something coming in. So you cannot go trophyless. Xavi does not have any excuse going trophyless with the number of quality players that were brought into the squad.
Let's create a hypothesis.
Yeah.
He doesn't win the trophy, finishes second or finishes third, but basically he doesn't win the trophy. What happens?
He has to leave.
Right.
He has to leave.
Established. That's good. Right. It's funny we don't have Atletico Madrid fans because I was just going to ask, at what point, you know, do you...
Let go, Simeone.
get to... how many levels do you need
to
go
reach
and you say, oh,
thank
this
you.
Is what needs to happen.
God bless you. Happy New Year.
If they are saying you know, that a manager is tactically exhausted... I think that's the word to use for Simeone. Look, to be honest,
I tell
he
you
needs
what,
a break.
I tell you what, I like Simeone. One of the if you look at the most successful managers of the last, you know, 10 years, you know, Simeone has to be there.
Definitely.
Because you have to look at success, you know, in relation to the resources available.
What he has, yes.
I think that, you know, the many managers in Spain cannot lace his boots. You know, I think the only manager definitely. In Spain better than him is Carlo Ancelotti. But something about being jaded, and you can look it up. You know, it's when you're jaded, you're basically lacking, you know, a new routine. You're basically doing the same routine without even realizing that it has become stale. And I think that there needs to be a refreshing,
do you know,
at the football club.
Do you know the most, you know, point out to the fact that CN. It's not working. Let's just go our separate ways. You know, after the final whistle yesterday, they got the penalty. Atletico Madrid got the penalty when the game was done. I don't know what happened because I've not even, you know, I didn't go back to see exactly what happened. But they got the penalty. And the report said it was after the final whistle, right? Carrasco missed the penalty. The rebound that the Atletico Madrid guy he tried to score came off the crossbar. The ball no enter net. It's like, yo, you Dato, you cannot go to the next round.
But,
and now they need a result in the final game before they can be assured that they're going
to go. So I think they're stuck in this quagmire that they've seen other clubs in Europe break their stability and go from what is a bad situation to a worse situation.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, you know. If we,
maybe we just a coast for
let's coast on until we hit we catch a break.
But
that's not going to happen, in my opinion, as long as Real Madrid's transition is going on. Look, I think that when you have Cookie, who has played 500 games, and in those moments, you also admit that generation has come and potentially gone.
Gone, yeah.
Right? So what I say Let's Go do is recycle players in and around. And they spend a lot of money as well.
Yeah.
This is something a lot of people don't talk about, you know. Yeah, Felix, what, how many, how much? 100?
100, yeah, yeah. Million pounds there about. That was the beginning the team, right? You can't keep losing your best players every season. The same thing that is happening also with Dortmund as well. When you lose your best player every season, you try to bring in a replacement. It's not good enough. Yao Felix was the first problem. When they lost Griezmann, they brought in Yao Felix to try and, you know, replace him. They've lost Costa. They've lost, they tried when they lost Torres, lost Falcao, lost Aguero, right? But then the players that they brought in to replace those guys have not been good enough. They lost Rodri, they lost Partey.
bro. Is it that they've not been good enough, or
the replacements?
You feel the
you know the, players, players they've lost. I don't agree. The players they've lost haven't necessarily been their best players.
No, but they lost. They lost Rodri and Partey in 2 years.
They've lost their best players.
Hold on,
agreed.
Hold on, when they lost Rodri,
yeah.
Rodri was not. Let's not act not, like Rodri was.
No, no, no. He wasn't. Like Rodri was he there. Wasn't what he is now. But he was their best.
He was a key player.
If Man City signed a player,
Partey was even more of a key player than Rodri.
You get Partey was an important player.
Yes, very important.
Which let's be clear, Atletico were happy to let go.
Go for that money, yeah. 50, yeah. 50,
for the money, not because they wanted to let him go.
No.
Obviously, for the money.
This is how transfers work. We're going to let you go because we're going to charge you something. We believe we're digging a hole in your pockets, and we think that what you're paying us is more than the value for this player.
But they didn't get a replacement now.
They don't need to. No. That's the point. The point is that
at the end of the day, you know what I was going to say, I disagree with you, is that they've always brought in quality players. Why has it not really worked out? They brought in Rodrigo De Paul. Rodrigo De Paul is a solid
player
Center in midfield for any
team.
He's
actually one of the best now in the world.
Jonas, that's a solid guy. Thomas Lemar still plays for Atletico Madrid.
Bad signing.
That's what I'm asking.
No, you can't say bad. He's been in and out.
You can't be going, you know, years of underperforming and only say that the players I have brought in, you know, have not really done well. This player, when you look around and say, okay, we brought in Thomas Lemar, he was doing well when we bought him, but now he's not doing well. Maybe bad signing. He has not been able to, listen, we have brought in Rodrigo De Paul. We are still not doing well. He's not, you know, doing, we have brought in João Félix. Oh, he's not doing well. He's not really doing well. Oh, Morata, that one has always been, you know, here. In that, Angel Correa is still there. Okay, he too is not. So all of these players, they just happen to come to Atletico Madrid and now they are not doing well.
If you look at the spine of the team, Godin, Partey,
but those guys are always going to leave.
I'm saying that Godin
comes to the end of his time.
I know.
Godin was practically 36 or 35.
As a matter of fact,
for these guys,
bro. As a matter of fact,
Costa,
one of Griezmann. The major reasons why Simeone has been in the job this long is because we got a new stadium. Some of our best players have left. Let's maintain this stability so we have a base to build on. That's one of the major reasons why he has remained in the job. So it was his job to handle those things because he knew all of these people, handle the transition.
How many years now since the new stadium? About 3 years since the new stadium?
Probably more.
Just before COVID. Yeah.
And just to confirm, if anybody has that information, I hear he's the highest paid manager in the world as well.
Yes, yes,
right.
Yes.
But let's wrap up this Spanish.
And he's the longest serving currently.
This Spanish talk. I have some Spanish friends. Shout out to Stan as well. Let's start off with Fede Valverde. You know, when I see a couple of comments, I think about it twice. I'm like, okay, is this how accurate is this? You know, when Toni Kroos, for example, you know, says this guy is top three in the world at the moment. So when we say a midfielder is the best in the world or he's in the top three, top five, you know, what leads you to saying that a player is in that category? Is it the goals? Because I mean, I told you before at the season starting that I think that Fede Valverde is a very good tactical solution to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah? Scored more goals now. I think he scored 6 goals, which is equivalent of what he scored in the last 4 seasons for Real Madrid. Yeah. So, is it the goals that make, you know, a player suddenly jump to that level of prominence? Because I watch him, I think it's a very good tactical option for a coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, do I think I want to have him in my final? You know, as the first pick.
Yeah, why would disagree and say he's top three in the world now, and it's no credit to him. But I still can't place and say this is what he does so well than all these other people, and I have to have him in my team. I think he plays for Real Madrid right now because of, like you said, you know, good tactical solution. But I think he, in terms of the amount of hard work he brings into that midfield, it allows, you know, it brings that balance.
So what does he do?
You can have Modric, you can have Toni Kroos, but this guy works a lot. So even when he's playing outside right, he works hard. So he brings a bit of balance into that old mid, you know, old a little
he
bit
works
older
hard
midfield.
And he's very athletic.
So if you say for the goals, because I remember, you know, a couple of years ago when De La Liga was scoring, you know, every other weekend. Yeah. Scoring similar kind of goals, which the type I think Vedevere already has the rocket of a, you know, of a right foot.
Left and right.
I think that when you say a player is the best in the moment, I don't see him playing at the levels that Kevin De Bruyne is playing in.
Exactly.
Right? I don't see him playing at the levels.
So he scores goals and we see those moments. I was like, this guy is doing so, but as a midfielder, like look, you look at Kevin De Bruyne, you enter into a game, okay, Madrid. Let's stay with Madrid. Madrid are going into a game for how they want to play the game. Yeah, because Fede Valverde is in goal scoring form now. They can look, oh, maybe he can get one today. But as regards how they want to play the game, you obviously know that will be hinged on Toni Kroos, Luka Modric, you know, when they play. So that's exactly what I mean. Like, okay, if I'm going to pick this guy as the number one for my midfield, what exactly am I... Can I use him as a replacement for all these other guys? I can't find what exactly he does better than everyone.
No, the statement, just like his name now, Kroos, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think he's his teammate, so he wants to heap praises on him. He's not the top three in the world at the moment, but like he said, the tactical solution.
Yeah.
If you deploy him anywhere, he's going to do the
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I can see clearly why, oh, okay, I play him. Say, for example, Modric, Tchouaméni, Toni Kroos in midfield, for example. Oh, I play Valverde on the right. I can see the reason why. Yeah. You know, I can see the reason why. Look, maybe Vinicius is not even playing today. I'd rather play Fede Valverde on the left than play Hazard there. I can see that the reason why. Because obviously you want that balance. You already have a midfield where you have older guys. This guy walks out, brings it up, and then he can score again. I can see that. But as a midfielder, I mean, when you look at midfield,
I think it's also important, more, just as wrap up on Spain, that, you know, very in a... Before our own eyes, Vinicius Junior is adding more goals to his game. And that is not because it's happening by chance. I see the places he's popping up in now. Mm. And it is a similar trajectory. It might be a bit too high, but it is a similar trajectory to what I saw Cristiano do at the time. Mm. Deliberately arriving at centre forward.
Yeah.
The goal he scored, I think the second goal he scored against Leipzig. Mm. Before
the third. Is it the
second?
It was a 4-3, you know? 3-2, yeah, it was second goal, the one he scored, right?
Yeah, the second
one. That was a heading goal, right? And we see the goal, if you watch it back, that's a goal that is not fortuitous. It's something that he's thought about a couple of times. If I arrive here, this is how I need to attack a ball like this. And I've spent the last four seasons watching Vinicius, and I thought that, you know, this is one of those purely left-winger players.
Yeah.
But you see the work he's putting in now to arrive more
in the box,
closer to center forward. Yeah. I think it's amazing what Real Madrid are doing.
Yeah, I feel like Vinicius is going to come to a point in his career, maybe later on in the future, where we'll be very shocked at how many assists he's been able to provide.
Was he on that thing we did last week?
I said that seeing Vinicius, I tweeted it as well. That I feel that he was going to get the Ballon d'Or before Kylian Mbappe.
So what happened? Yeah. What happens in Brazil with Vinicius now? And
no, this is what they do. Neymar is someone who will play from the left wing and also
the middle,
just behind the striker.
Yeah.
So even when you play him in this normal, this FIFA or in the game normally, you see Neymar, he has this natural position of playing as AMF and also playing on the
what they do is to play Casemiro and Bruno Guimarães behind.
No, Casemiro and Fred always play.
Fred plays now.
But Bruno has been playing ahead of Fred lately. Bruno Guimarães has played
ahead of Fred. The guy is doing well for Newcastle.
To play
a very
ahead
big
of,
chance,
to might... play behind, to play behind him. I was going to say something about Vinicius, that playing alongside Benzema has also helped him.
Even the way
because
it
Benzema,
is now, if even Mbappe
knows
should,
how to move out of,
even Mbappe
out of that
should, should come to Real Madrid. Mbappe cannot send him out of that wing.
Yeah, I'm not concerned what happens in Brazil. Because, look, walk up
no, he's
here.
Going to play that way. He's been playing. He's going to play that way.
He play left wing.
Neymar has been playing more.
Even if you don't play left wing, they have to find a way to play Vinicius.
He will play.
He must play. Right. And on the lighter note, you see how the Ballon d'Or came out? And I saw a couple of people took shots at the Premier League. They say, look at everywhere. It's the Spanish League. It's the Farmers League. We have only one Spanish league in knockout round of the Champions League.
I think there's been a deliberate. People. You know what I noticed is the way, depending on what tabloid you're used to reading, the last three seasons, English teams have done considerably better than the Spanish teams. So the, what glosses over the Spanish team's dominance is Real Madrid.
Because Real Madrid goes to the final. It is and win. Real Madrid. They would all,
they go to the final and win.
It is.
But aside, take out Real Madrid, nobody else appears in the quarterfinals. Yeah. And this is not, you're not even, this is not even trying to, me trying to hold court for the Premier League or something like that. What I always ask that football fans do is realize that this thing is in cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be a time where Spanish teams would overwhelmingly dominate in the quarterfinals. And it's not, it has nothing to do with, maybe it's just an influx of talents at some point in time, or a team is formed that, if a team is good in this year, if a team as Real Madrid are good as Real Madrid, you don't expect that that team goes away in three seasons.
Absolutely. And I also feel like, look, the Ballon d'Or is in a way now that it is almost impossible for you to look away. See, what me, I personally believe is, if you are an exceptional player playing
outside those big teams,
playing, say, for Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga, or playing for Real Madrid in the La Liga, or playing for Barcelona that we used to know, chances are you are going to get 40, 50 goals a season. If you do that, chances are you are going to be in the top three of the Ballon d'Or. It is incredibly difficult for anyone to score 40, 50 goals in the Premier League. It is Ronaldo did 42, right?
Yeah.
And he won the Ballon d'Or. That's the GOAT.
Ronaldo did 42 for all competitions.
All competitions.
Yeah, I think he did 32 in the Premier League.
And that's the GOAT. So it is incredibly difficult for... Haaland is on his way. Let's see what he can do.
The problem with Haaland is this year, for sure, is going to be one... The Ballon d'Or is going to be decided by, you know...
The World Cup.
By what happens largely at the World Cup.
Exactly.
So regardless of what he does... Yeah.
But would you say that Vinicius had a better season than Manny last season? Because Manny finished second.
Are we going forward, going backwards?
That one don't go now. Odilo.
Mm. You get
just saying, like, which player in the top eight would he have replaced, actually?
Vinicius.
Because he was number eight now. He had De Bruyne, he had Manny.
Who else?
Lewandowski.
Yeah. De Bruyne.
Mo Salah.
Anyway, moving on. If I replace anybody, I replace Courtois. I put him in the top three. And this is not... I don't even know how I'm going to do it, but I put him in the top three because it'll be...
I agree. What Courtois did last season...
Yeah, I think
what Courtois did last season is exceptional.
What I always say is that, you know, when you think about the season that Courtois had, it is equivalent to the season that Benzema had.
As a goalkeeper.
Yeah. As a goalkeeper.
Exactly.
You're not going to do better than that.
Exactly.
So, if... As a goal, which is why I think that I hate to go back to the Ballon d'Or competition because it's like walking in reverse. If you cannot realize that it is a useless award, and this is not me trying to say that the award doesn't have significance, it is a useless award because you are giving an award, an individual award in a team sport. It is counterproductive. It is not possible for you to have the best overall player in football.
It is
not possible.
I actually think the only people who benefit from the award
are goal scorer.
Nobody players. I genuinely think nobody players.
It's not possible.
I think it is the organizer.
It is the only... I mean,
you have your sponsors. Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I think, you know, maybe you make some money. I don't know. But I genuinely think the only people who... Because
I mean, even the NBA.
Yeah.
Even the NBA have an MVP...
They have an MVP.
For the regular season.
Yeah, you know.
I have an NBA.
For the playoffs.
For the playoffs.
They have the All-Star game. They have all that.
You get...
Because if I'm Benzema, and I just had the season that I just had, because of the trajectory I've had in my career, I'll be proud that I just won the Ballon d'Or. But I also know that there is something in you as a player where you know that, look, the kind of season this guy named Courtois had, you know, it is not fair.
Bro.
I will know as a player... he should be winning something. What is the meaning of I am the best player in the whole of Europe? When we clearly know that if we didn't win that Champions League, my chances of winning this Ballon d'Or drops by maybe 40%.
And he was a key part of it.
And this guy won.
So that's that. And let's move on to. Is there any talk about Tottenham? I think everybody has. Pull the big back from Tottenham. I just think that Conte, you know...
I'm giving him one month...
His gasket.
I'm giving him 1 month timeline to...
He was doing press conferences.
That's it.
His last press, I said they need to sign players in January.
So, yeah. That's
not serious. After Like I say, bomb day in here, Davi.
Me, no. I said my beat about Conte when he left Chelsea.
But in the end, right? When you bring a man like Conte, you have to trust the direction he's taking you. And I think that these things are clear.
Yeah, but they signed him players now.
Yeah, it's the same player. Should we not hear it?
I just said, I didn't throw up my cut, you know.
Yeah, no, they signed about six players.
You see, when you sign players, right? Ten Hag, for example, Ten Hag signed six players. You know, Casemiro, Malacia, Martinez, Eriksen,
Anthony.
Five players, right? So you sign five players. What you're basically doing is, and you ask yourself, how many of those players are starting in the team? That is how you know exactly where the team was.
Yeah.
So if you sign,
that's why you know how many are actually signed.
How many actually signed? Because for example, Ten Hag signed five players, and the five players are in the team.
They're all starting.
They're all playing. Mm. So what it tells you is that the team was gone. So if you sign players at Real Madrid and you sign, which is Real Madrid, perfect club for this analysis.
Well, those people,
they sign one player.
They are transferred.
Because they looked at the market and said, there is not a midfielder that we bring in.
They signed two.
That comes in and displaces Luka Modric. What that tells the whole market is that they have the best midfielder in the market, in their team. They let Casemiro go and he walks straight into United's team. So it is clear that for Conte, for example, he signed seven players. Those seven players...
Only Kulusevski and who else?
Kulusevski walks into the team for sure.
Perisic.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Like
Perisic.
They didn't have a left back.
Those are the only people that he signed, and you can tell they walk into the team.
They had Ryan Sessegnon.
That's not a left back.
No, Ryan Sessegnon and Reguilón.
I can't even remember last time Ryan Sessegnon played under the last manager.
They had Reguilón.
Those are not players.
And Ben Davies. I don't know how Ben Davies has managed it.
Ben Davies is now a left centre back.
Ben Davies is one of those players that, you know, when you meet him as a person, you like him. But you have to tell him, look, this thing is not going to work. But football wise,
could it work, man?
To be honest,
it's not even as bad as him.
Better
than Eric Dier.
What are Moses amazed about?
Fantastic.
No, Romero has been fantastic, not Dier.
Bro, no.
My own is Sanchez is still there.
For you to change him, convert his position, and he still does well.
Convert position where?
It was a DM now. It was a DM.
Eric Dier was always centre back.
No. He started as a DM.
No, he was actually a centre back.
What club did they buy him from?
Eric Dier.
It was Mourinho from. It was at Benfica. One of those Portuguese clubs. Mourinho saw him as centre back.
Now Mourinho bring him. Mourinho bring Dier. No, be Mourinho.
Mourinho tried to sign him at the time. Right, he knew him from. He wanted to try to sign him for the Portuguese club he was playing for.
Mm.
He knew him at the time, so he told him, "Look, now I'm back at Tottenham. I saw you play at centre back a couple of years ago. I think you're fantastic there. So we're gonna stop this quagmire and take you back to your original.
I don't think the guy is fantastic anywhere.
You know? Yeah. But anyway,
let me go keep.
Anyway,
let me see.
That's that. This weekend we have a
sorry.
Couple.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I was going to say quickly talking about transfers.
You don't open transfer market.
No. Because you mentioned Madrid and credit to the business that they've done. I think huge credit to Napoli as well.
Mm.
Because some of these players that are wrecking, causing trouble everywhere. On loan, 2.5 million, 3 million. You know, this Simeone that scored two goals last night.
They lost four key players. Koulibaly, Dries Mertens,
they've done sweet business.
When you say you lost four key players.
Yeah, but they lost four key players.
Hold on, listen now. What are the four key players doing there?
Nayoki.
No, relax.
Koulibaly, Fabian Ruiz,
yes,
Dries Mertens and Lawrence Insigne.
They were done.
Were they key players in the team or not?
Yes, they were.
Ah,
but at some point, when
did Napoli finish that season?
Please, I don't know. Please, you check it. You have my point.
Just a lie.
The point is.
Who is?
The point is.
Should we have talked about last week? I can confirm this thing before I talk about. You don't put your hands down.
One of them at 30.
Yeah, Mertens 34.
I know one of them don't hold.
35, Mertens.
There's a difference between players, losing players, and moving players on.
But they were key players now.
Bro,
But if they had to, to move on.
It's clear they need to move on. It's like saying United lost Matic last year. It was clear Matic
had to
move on.
Matic was not a key player.
Matic was not a key player, bro. We're telling you. Do you know how it's saying
okay, United lost Pogba.
Pogba was not a key
first
player.
Of all, no. First of all, with this one, a new coach, when I get. If those are the same coach now, when I go say Pogba, where Pogba they play. We're talking about these boys were playing regularly for
playing
Napoli.
Regularly. No, they go play before.
But it's different from Matic now. They were regular members. They were, in fact, important.
Insigne was done 3 years ago.
No, Napoli finished third, by the way.
I already left to this thing.
Okay, let's even
so
forget.
So don't tell me lost fucking players.
Let's forget.
What they have done...
I think it was Koulibaly. I think those two were the real.
Now you're making sense.
This argument is that they argue no day.
They argue no day. So I mean, I'm like, if you look Koulibaly.
Where maintenance go? Where in day now? Where in go? where maintenance go? Now man, you didn't go. Now yeah, man, you didn't go.
Like, but what? That no reason to go. Where they go?
You see, go MLS.
If the guy didn't want to go, if he wanted to stay, they would have retained him.
Who for?
Don't be saying that. Tell and say come on. They would have retained him. For the reason tell and say come, they go.
I think they knew that they were done.
They know.
See, my thing. Some players go no say I'm on. My time don't reach.
Metis and Insigne. What are they joke? Insigne was captain before he left too.
Hamsik was captain too. Where is he?
No, but I know. Come on, hey, it's like Hamsik. The transfer window Hamsik left. Make when I thought, say
a guy like
no important player,
a guy like Hamsik.
No, where you know what? See where they moved to. And do you know why it should not be a point for you? Because those guys are looking for their last contract.
They just come on, say make I go.
They won't go but chill. Keep player, don't look for last contract.
Keep player, don't look for last contract.
No, Oscar, that kind thing.
Oscar,
where Messi go?
Oscar, what is that? That guy's name that was a striker for Atletico Madrid.
Messi go from Barca to PSG.
They talk players.
Why go MLS?
Just imagine this IBK.
Just
look at this IBK. There's Oscar.
I go count names for you.
There was Oscar. That boy that was
Carrasco.
Wait, now there was Carrasco. That boy that was striker for Atletico Madrid.
Jackson
that black boy,
Martinez.
Jackson Martinez.
Jackson Martinez is not good now.
No,
Graziano Pelle. You remember that Graziano Pelle?
Graziano Pelle
for Southampton.
There was another guy that went to China that time. I tried to remember.
Players who are the hype
up. A lot of people.
Testera. Testera.
Shakhtar Donetsk. Where everybody say Premier League one side.
They good there.
Yeah. This is
the president of the WhatsApp group.
Carlos Tevez.
Let me tell you, president of the WhatsApp group.
Carlos Tevez.
Hawk was never good.
Let's do some predictions for this week. I think he was very accurate last week. So
I don't think this will be a more easier win for Liverpool.
In a play safe. In if you just predict say 8 corners.
You play safe this week.
No. You play dangerous.
If you play dangerous, you won't undermine Inni. Shout out to Inni.
8 corners.
No shout out to Inni. Anything. Just told you say Pedri. The whole comment section. I don't know. People they go.
We are the beefy now.
No, Chebidi is
officially holding court for Inni.
You will not happen.
I tell you, give me half a soup, but I don't give a damn.
You cannot buy me. I tell you,
if I post this video, the wall I this video go cost.
This nonsense Pedri. Somebody say, you don't see somebody on top YouTube. You don't see somebody on top YouTube.
That last week, they say Pedri is the most talented.
Who's the first to win?
Should post it now. Why you don't post that?
You don't see.
That's what we're talking about now.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't see one guy for YouTube. We say Rufai loses all his objectivity when it comes to anything Barcelona. I say where you think get this
inside
idea? This is the way you talk. Like, there's one guy to come Instagram. He said, Rufai, this is the way. Now only you know as you take these analysis where they do. Now only you know him. Because this Pedri, do you see the way he carries Spanish team? He played more than how many games?
Like, Shebi, what come with Sustat?
Bro, Shebi, this ball, I said, attacking midfielder. How many assists he get?
Shebi, what come with Sustat?
That's not his game now.
Eh?
Yeah, football is based on stats. Oh, nobody wants
it. Which game is his game? That's the turn.
His game now, pre-assist, like Iniesta.
Now, what's it? I know you like
this. Don't say pre-assist go soon day for
start. What's it? I know like all these
criminals everywhere.
Anyway, Arsenal sit top of the table, right?
Let me play this. Get only one or two assists.
Let's just do the predictions, right? And let's get it over and done with before somebody will say pre-assist. Defender now going to do count pre-assist. Anyway, let's start off
pre-defend.
Pre-defend.
You know the name blogger boy before.
It be jump
Van Dijk.
Van Dijk, then be that.
Pre-defense.
Pre-defending. You get. Pre-defending. You know, for FIFA, if you use L1 box, they mark. If you use box, they mark. The players will just send. Yeah. Will send players go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Van Dijk, you know, yeah. You know, everything don't catch now. Yeah, yeah. As I've said, Saliba, don't fall into that thing that you are doing.
Don't try.
Which is why I love.
Made them know say you be dirty tackler now. If anybody dribble you, you don't go mind. You continue to do your work.
That's it. Right. But speaking of which, right, I just remembered now that Rodri is one of the best midfielders in the world. You know, in terms the way Rodri plays, I watched the guy last week. I was like, I've been seeing it for a while, but this performance.
You just remember saying that's where you talk about that. Where would you talk? Say Ivan, that important Ivan. Player. You just remember saying that cap.
Oh, Rodri. Important. Atletico Madrid.
That cap.
No. That's a must see. No, Atletico Madrid. Not Atletico Madrid. It wasn't. It was.
Yeah, now. Now, make Guardiola to go sign him now.
It wasn't. Why don't you sign Fred, bro?
Which Fred?
Relax.
Jorginho first, actually.
You kill him, so.
Jorginho first.
I don't think. This Jorginho thing wasn't after Rodri.
Let's rest.
Wasn't after Rodri. This Jorginho thing you're talking about.
Relax. Guardiola signed. What's his name that left? The center forward that left. What's his name?
Center forward.
Yeah, the guy.
Navas.
Navas. Yeah. You can sign anybody.
No. I actually think he signed Rodri and then wanted to sign Jorginho too. Mm.
That's not my business. Let's just do predictions and leave. Let's start on the up. I think that's. I'm going to start with IBK. IBK, you have a chance to redeem your predictions this week. So
no, get it right this time.
Let's go right.
Foul.
Leicester, Man City. I think Man City have to win. Leicester's renaissance has come too early for this kind of game.
Let him talk now. Now you the two. I mean,
let me ask the questions now. Mike one.
City to win, Leicester to score.
Okay.
City wins, Leicester scores.
They throw in the line. I play safe.
Right. What happens there?
That was exactly what I was. Both teams to score, City to win.
Is that not how you say both teams to score? But Dortmund and Man City play 0-0. You know,
I don't talk both teams to score for Dortmund and Man City.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's it. Immediately that game ends 0-0.
Dortmund Man City. Now, proper go game.
I think they work with bookmakers. They work with
punters. Exclusive to Wally.
Right.
Man City, Leicester. Leicester, Man City, rather.
Leicester to win. Yes.
You are playing dangerously.
No, wala.
I say you won't be lying. Okay.
Right. Bournemouth, Tottenham.
Hmm. Bournemouth, Tottenham.
Hmm. You're making go. You want to go first?
Go now. Should we?
Bournemouth, Tottenham. Tottenham had a bit of this thing. It felt like they were going to.
They lost back to back.
Bournemouth going to beat Tottenham.
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
No, Tottenham going to beat Bournemouth. Sorry.
Nah, I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I don't think Tottenham will win. Tottenham to win.
I agree. Tottenham to
win. Easy win for Spurs.
Easy win for Spurs.
Yeah, easy one.
Win or draw. Right. For Bournemouth.
All right. Brentford.
Edition. If you put 100 naira, that's 18 million. Because you know if you come. You know those tickets.
100 naira, you win 40 million.
Once you see the final odd, you're going to say, don't waste your money.
40 million.
40 million. You can tell that you have wasted your money.
Even if the tickets come, they will not
give it to you.
This is going to say, because this is 100, I'm going to give you 40 million, I'm going to punish you.
Once in every 6 months, that ticket, they come outside.
We'll be waiting to talk for so. No worry. Leicester go beat Man City. All of us there now.
Man City doesn't look at it. It's time to overtake us
now. All of us there.
And that's it. Right. Brentford, Wolves.
Brentford. I think from the last game, they lost. They should
I was
be
surprised
back.
Brentford lost that game.
Yes, I was very surprised.
I was very surprised. Not only four.
Four.
That damn guy, is he injured?
Is it Eriksen?
Is he injured?
But the guy is a young guy. He's a small boy. So, yeah, he's a small boy.
I don't know.
But I think they are playing at home. They should win. They should win. A win or
Brentford
a draw.
Wolves.
A win or a draw.
Mm. Brentford Wolves.
Yeah. Mm. Wolves are struggling badly.
Feels like a for game Wolves. That they
maybe
just
maybe they have to just sack the new guy.
Personally, just bring up. Personally, just bring up. You want me to push around? I don't think they have a substantive yet.
Oh, I don't think we club
owner. They don't have a coach yet.
They don't have a substantive.
I don't think we club owner.
They don't
have a coach.
They don't give a contract in next season.
You know, so
the guy now.
They don't give a contract. You can hire Aaron Danks at Aston Villa.
I think Wolves, you know, Espirito will come back.
Brentford to win.
Espirito is coming back.
I think Brentford wins as well.
To be a draw.
Be hard to
draw.
Right. Brighton Chelsea. I think Chelsea have to win here.
Brighton Chelsea.
Brighton. I don't know. With what I saw against Man City.
Just if you won't make the game be as a game tough. So that next week you can't say more.
With what I saw against Man City, what's going to happen is that they finally broke the drought, you know, of not scoring in about four games. So I think they should get a goal and a win or draw for Brighton.
Win or draw for Brighton.
Yeah, and they should get a goal.
Your fit is very strong.
Yeah, I think Chelsea straight win.
Aubameyang to score.
Chelsea straight win, though. Because that knows the way that Aubameyang go do for against Salzburg.
I love Aubameyang go.
Bruh.
Chelsea to win.
See switch go. Wait for a bit. Chelsea goal of the
Chelsea
season.
Right. Yeah. Chelsea to win. That's what I think. Chelsea win as well. Easy win, actually, for that matter. I think Chelsea win easily. Crystal Palace, Southampton. This unbeaten win that they do, this thing. You know, I always say it. Any record you have, end it early. So that, you know, pay you.
Because once
they break out. Maybe they go beat.
I remember this guy who now. This guy who now suck now. He said, enjoy him that year. Tuku, I've written his name.
Tuku, they run
that. He said, enjoy him.
His best was Sarri, bro.
They say, Ole, the way Ole won the whole season unbeaten away from home. I said, what kind of useless record is that?
best in finish seventh.
Useless record. Somebody
say
somebody say Lukaku they score goals. We don't get me.
But that time this thing they hot away from home. Bruno Fernandes.
My God. Bruno. I wish that kind of Bruno can just come back.
My God. That's only panic. Anyway, Palace Southampton.
My Palace don't drop.
Palace they'll win at home. I think they've been very inconsistent. That's just the definition or the explanation to say. They've been very inconsistent. And their last game, I think they lost.
They lost, yeah.
They lost their last game. So the fact that they've been capitalizing on their, you know, playing at home this season will help them again, you know, this time around. So I think they should get a win. Not even a win or a draw. They should get a win in that one.
Right. Look, I think Crystal Palace have had this issue where you can see that they have quality, exciting team. But maybe the issue is they have a lot of young players. Sometimes they can't... There's an extra step either to get a goal to win or just to kill off games. And it's not happening. They can play really well. You see, it happened also last season. I agree with IBK in the sense that because they're playing at home, the last time they lost, I think, scandalously as well. 4-3, thereabout, last time.
Yeah, against Everton, 3.
3-0.
Yeah, against Everton.
Yeah, so I think they'll win.
Yeah, I think so too.
They are very good.
But I feel a draw is a better call there for me.
I feel Southampton, what they normally do.
Wait, Crystal Palace, Southampton.
Yeah, 1 week they are good, the other week they are bad. They drew against Arsenal last week. Crystal Palace, Southampton. Lose this match.
I think they can easily lose to Crystal Palace.
Yes,
I think
Southampton,
if
they are not a big team, they will draw.
Yes,
I think it's a draw there. Anyway, Newcastle, Villa.
Newcastle. Straight win for Newcastle. Easy win. Straight now. One.
Straight win for Newcastle.
Straight win.
Did he hot now?
Because Amiron. They say since we
Grealish.
Since we Grealish say you play like Amiron. Amiron not the power.
I tell
but Grealish is
that wasn't a very that was very smart. Yeah.
Jack Grealish. Especially when you know you're being recorded. It's not very smart. I mean, people say things about people, we all, you know, but I mean when you know you're being recorded, you should be a bit more
doesn't make
frugal.
Sense. What exactly are you trying to say? You made $100 million move, pounds move, we haven't really seen much.
Yeah, you know.
Ah, Bogoko.
Yeah.
English player now, they're not going to do stories.
Fulham, Everton.
Everton are beginning to look like the real deal.
Real deal from where to where?
Let me not say real deal. Everton are beginning to look good.
Yes.
I think now that they have Calvert-Lewin back, they can build towards something. There's a bit more, you know, because there's something that having a focal point, you know, does to your team. And I dare say that They're going to become a lot better if Calvert-Lewin can rediscover that form he had before his injury. But I saw a goal they scored last week. It was a beauty. Finished by Anthony Gordon.
Did you see the back heel that he would be giving?
It was a thing of beauty. And you know, for you know, a team like that, a manager that we all thought was going to get fired early. Big shout out to him.
He's still on fraud watch. So
you know, but
never, never reached.
But Everton at home to Fulham, right?
It would be now.
Yeah.
Everton at home against Fulham.
Yes.
It's Fulham. That's the thing.
It's Fulham. I think go goal, honestly.
For me, I think first thing, Fred, we need to apologize to Genoa. I remember when this guy was using Iwobi as an attacking midfielder.
He's not playing attacking midfielder. He's central midfielder, actually.
So we think we'll call down. It's box to box.
Yes. He's not.
Now, would they say how many positions are on top field? Shey, you don't hear the right person. They say box to box.
Now CM. Who do they play? Central midfield.
If they're right, we'll play to pass you. You get.
But my own be say, I never see position with the right box to box. They put on top person side.
That was. I don't want cast. Wole because make for plenty pass IBK, but now we Wole talk to you get killed.
Right, let's go. Liverpool leads.
I don't talk.
You don't talk. When you use your chance, you explain.
But who the house? Now Everton.
Fulham.
Guy, go out.
Oh, now Fulham the house.
Go out. Mitrovic don't come back.
Draw.
Straight draw.
Now Fulham the house.
Straight draw.
I think Fulham win.
Straight draw.
I think Fulham win and win 3-1. Honestly. What's your draw?
Go,
right? Liverpool leads. That's our last prediction.
Liverpool leads.
Anfield. Anfield.
That's what we're talking about.
I don't think Leeds get balls to beat Liverpool for Anfield. And just like what they did in one of the games, I think they will come at Leeds at the very start of the game. So it's going to be a high-scoring game. I see Liverpool scoring 3-4 goals in that one. And I don't see Leeds getting a goal. So straight in for Leeds.
It just has to be said also that Darwin Núñez is not doing as bad as people.
I was about to say something. Darwin Núñez has more goals than Gabriel Jesus.
But relax now. But you know, talk him now. 6-5. In a fear.
In all competitions.
So my job, so I was waiting for this.
My
actually.
Job is to speak,
in all competitions.
Speak for the fatherless and the motherless.
Yes.
You know, last week,
Gabriel Jesus has 5 goals in the Premier League.
Yes.
But they're not mates. That's just.
Darwin Núñez just stays in the box.
They're not mates.
Jesus does more than that.
Darwin Núñez works hard, bro.
They're not even mates.
He doesn't work hard.
He just enters the field, just stand.
Just a sip of one drink.
Darwin Núñez works hard. Last day, Matt, he track back.
No, make him not track back.
If I track the grass, if I clear
out, track back. Me, we play foot leak, this thing, for campus. You know how many track back I track back? They pay me.
Waiting now.
From 18, he run.
Make him not track back.
Darwin Núñez is not even Mitrovic's mate yet. He has to calm down. He has to be humble. Walk his way back up, and you know things will get better. We'll bring him on. Give him a special feature.
We're never up now.
Right. Anyway, Liverpool leads. I think Liverpool win. Leeds. I think this is this guy's final game. To be honest,
Liverpool leads.
I think this is March's final game.
There's a match. Don't try.
You know,
Liverpool leads.
Liverpool win.
More so because Leeds are coming from back-to-back losses.
2 points in 24.
Three back-to-back losses. And it's in position. It's the wrongest time to play Liverpool. Liverpool just lost to
20th position. We lost 20th position.
I see one tweet. Say that when you use scores for against someone. Because somebody say now why people don't like help.
All
right, who started?
Well, you don't said that. Who started that? Gerrard stopped last week, Abi.
Now what?
That Gerrard was going to go.
I tried to not make predictions like that. They are making one this week. I think that Jesse March is time is up. And I like the guy, you know.
That time when he said come, he wants to play anyway because he beat Chelsea 3-0.
No, but the funny thing is that you can see what he's trying to do. But the players, they are too stuck in that Bielsa thing. Bielsa. Everybody all wrong, go front.
I think that's what he's also trying to do.
He's a bit more structured and he's expecting players to use their senses. in critical moments. But you see,
they're leaving behind now.
They play, those players played on that thing for 4 years thereabouts. Is that is the same thing? Only lack of discipline. You know, we're all wrong. Go forward.
And I think they are not good enough for the Premier League. That's just the truth. They are not good enough.
They're just an exciting team.
They don't. Yeah, they don't look like around. A team that is solid.
We love
that
them around. I beg. Give them.
No, bro. They'll relegate this season.
Will they give you goal difference?
They'll relegate anyway. This season.
That's that for that. Just one more big game. Barcelona Valencia. Who's at home? IBK.
I don't know. I've not even seen it.
Guy no care again.
IBK. Yeah, I never reach like that now. It's still.
You don't beg. You don't say that. You don't say our Twitter handle. You say we are for Barca every day and always. I think we don't tire for the past 4 seasons now.
I mean, you never start.
Just
to let you know, I never start.
So this one I'm waiting.
You have not started.
Back to back Europa League.
You will learn a lesson. Anyway.
They're going to say.
Shout out to Europa League. Don't they choke for that place now.
Those guys, and you don't see their followers. You don't see their followers on Twitter, bro.
You don't see that video.
They don't get plenty people to come
now.
That
video. You don't see that video where they say, that video of Hasbula, where they say, Barcelona, they beg.
This is
Victoria, please, they're going to help them beat Inter Milan. Somebody's name that beside Hasbula.
I still think that whoever wins the Europa League season, you know, would have fought a very good fight. Because Sevilla have gone down.
Bro.
I don't check Sevilla, don't go down. Say, so, we are here.
That guy was sure.
Now, if you say, if they don't see, say, they don't feel progress again. Right from game week 3, they will not be plan, say, we will finish third. That third.
So yeah, guy dropped down.
That guy for
Mourinho say the failures of Champions League have come.
Yeah,
the Sharks.
That guy for Smooth, that in Kabuli will be Arsenal fan. On Tuesday, I say, well, there's no Barcelona, they're going to the Europa League. There's no way they can make it through. The guy said, Rufai, I know saying that because of me, you repeat say Barcelona, they come Europa League. Make it for pay me, I mean. Because you know the shout say Arsenal go win Europa League. Or I never know Arsenal the people when they come there.
You know, it's not possible. If Arsenal have no what's up, knock yourself out early and go and face. Because see that first draw. Arsenal fan go take and say,
no, but this current Arsenal can beat Barcelona now.
Yes, they will.
They can't manage their Premier League run.
Because it's a very close squad. But if the team stay fit, chat. They've underperformed for a long time. It is actually possible this same team can stay together and play the Europa and Premier League.
Light,
I've never said they will win the Premier League, so they will make the top four. They can get to the latter stages of Europa.
See Man U and Chelsea. They feel surprised.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. Anyway, that's our show. We're done. Very quick one today. I think we've done at least a very nice 1 hour. So enjoy the podcast and leave a comment. Leave a like as well on the videos on YouTube. And hey, go follow us on TikTok as well. We have lots of Gen Z people there, so it'd be nice to have some of our Instagram followers on there as well. And it's been a real pleasure with all the guys here.
Yep.
We are back next week. Jide is your host, and it'll be a great time because we'll have moved closer to the World Cup and all that stuff. We'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.